1 year after the first mention of a new YMCA for downtown Pensacola, businessman Quint Studer is out with a new offer to the organization. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Studer, who closed on a $3.4 million deal for the Pensacola News Journal property last week, is offering part of the 6 acres for the YMCA to replace its 62-year-old facility.
We paid $3.4 million for the property, and we're offering them land for nothing. It's a donation.
He adds that the idea is not exactly new.
The wife's had a site selection committee for months looking at this. And ironically, the PNJ site was one of the sites that the WISE site selection committee had been looking at. And so it was already on their radar screen.
Once Studer and his partners knew they would be purchasing the PNJ site, they made the offer to the YMCA board as a donation that would hold the Y.
The neat part about the Y is, one, you know, they don't turn kids away. And by helping them now with not having to pay for land or having to pay a yearly lease of over $100,000, that's just as more money saved that can be invested into services for people in the community.
Last January, Studer and his wife Rishi pledged $5 million toward construction of a new Y at the Community Maritime Park. The idea was abandoned in March, the YMCA's board citing how property of the park is leased and extreme confusion within city government. Board Chairman Steve Williams says the site at Romana and Jefferson Streets is much more attractive.
Well, it's in the heart of downtown Pensacola. It's in walking distance to a lot of the businesses around there. It's attractive because some of the parking issues that we would have faced at Community Maritime Park might not exist at this downtown location.
While not high-profile, work has been ongoing in developing a plan to build a new YMCA somewhere downtown. Williams says it's been frustrating at times, but the experience has enabled them to regroup.
To refine our plans and to begin methodically going about putting our ducks in a row to try to secure financing and things like that, it really gave us a chance to go back, reexamine the whole scheme, and to better situate ourselves for when the time came where we found a parcel that was suitable.
Meanwhile, Quint Studer Daily Convo, LLC, is moving ahead with the original plan for the land, raising the 55-year-old PNJ building and constructing mixed-use facilities, including rental housing to go with a number of existing parking lots nearby.
Oh, what, 6 acres, so it's plenty of land for a Y and residential. So actually, I think it helps the Y to have the residential facilities there for that whole area. So it's an easy fit for everything on 6 acres.
Gannett, which owns the Pensacola News Journal, has signed a lease to remain in the building for another 6 months while a new location is sought. YMCA Board Chairman Steve Williams says that will give them enough time to, as he said, get their ducks in a row.
We will have to come up with some sort of agreement on where we'll be located. We'll have to develop a site plan for where the Y's footprint will be. And then once that's done, I think the ball will pretty much be in the Y's court to continue working with architects and developing a design for a facility that all Pensacola will be proud of.
Also to be hammered out is how to finance the project through fundraisers and the $5 million pledged by the Studers last year, which remains on the table. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.